What's happening? What's happening? Smashing Dad's back at it, man. How you doing over there, my brother?
I'm doing good, twin. I'm a little jealous, man. I know you out there on the West Coast, so I'm definitely feeling some type of way. But I know you actually headed this way, so I ain't really tripping, bro.
Yeah, you know they say West Coast be the best coast
You
sometimes.
dig?
Man, let's jump right into it, man. It's crazy what's going on. I got a few names that's few running backs. It's been seeming like running backs been the topic of discussion lately, and it's just mind-blowing to see like some of these guys are not being signed yet. I don't know what it is. You got Zeke, you got Dalvin
Dalvin,
Cook, and you got Kareem Hunt.
Kareem.
All three, and it seems like Kareem Hunt is the one that's really getting the most motion right now. So, what's your take on that, and what you think about those guys not being signed yet?
I honestly, to me right now, I can see probably why he didn't go down to the Saints. They backfield's a little bit more heavy than when you go over to the Colts. But looking at the Colts and just seeing that they really don't have I mean they got a rookie quarterback, so you're gonna need, I don't think people understand what a running back does for a quarterback as far as taking the pressure off of a guy. And if you have a rookie quarterback out there, you know, a Richardson, we know he's a great athlete, but you still got have to have somebody out there that watches his backside, man. So to me, just seeing how they think that they can just replace the running back with anybody is absolutely absurd. We all know how it is when you're supposed to do the slide protection, you know, when you're supposed to pick up that cornerback blitz or, you know, the safety. Sometimes those linemen can't get out there. And I mean, to act like that, these running backs are just replaceable like that is to me, it's pissing me off, really. It's a sad day for football because you got some of the greatest, you know, some of the greatest running backs of the time, you know, Dalvin Cook, Ezekiel, Kareem Hunt's a really good running back, but you got these guys sitting at home, and there's no way in hell they should be sitting at home. Like, it's ridiculous.
I feel you, man. It's crazy that we're even saying this. Like, nowhere in a million years, like even last year, I didn't think that Dalvin would not be signed. And I don't know the situation. I don't know if he's had offers and he just didn't want to go to them teams and one of those guys. So really don't know, but it's just crazy that teams are not knocking down some of these guys' doors.
Is it 2K? Because we, you know how we play football for sure, obviously. But is it because, like, if we think about it, you know how preseason football is. We all know that teams, like, sometimes they don't rush to sign because they know that, you know how it works. I'm not wishing nobody goes down. I don't like that at all because I've been there before. But we all know, like, in the game of football, somebody's going to go down and they're going to get a call, right? Is that what, is this the wait and, you know, call game? Is that what we're going to see right now? Or is this just a case of where that these GMs and these coaches really believe that Ezekiel Elliott, Kareem Hunt, and Dalvin Cook can't get the job done? Is that what we're really seeing?
Man, I've been through this situation, and I think from the player standpoint, player don't want to wait. Player will wait up until it's time, like close to training camp time, and like they'll get on before training camp start because they want to get in training camp. But what a lot of these teams do, no matter if they know that you're a good player or this and that, or you still got this left, they might feel like, okay, they like, and I've seen like they got their two or three guys on the roster who they believe in, who's been there throughout the offseason and all this. And then like it's kind of thing, okay, we're gonna see what these guys can do. We're gonna give them an opportunity first. And then if one of those guys go down, that's when they bring in one of those veteran guys. But to me, I never really understood that because on one aspect, you can look at it from the GM, the business side of the thing, like, okay, I know if I bring, say, if I bring a Dalvin Cook in here and I got a young group that I'm depending on, these guys, from their aspect of it, they're going to be like, okay, these younger guys are maybe going to be looking over their shoulders, or he probably going to mess up the running back room and things like that, because it could be the money that Dalvin may want, or it could be like in this situation, I know I just came off a 1,000-yard season this and that. I don't want to come in here and be a backup. I want to start. Yeah. So a lot of times they look at it like that, but it kind of baffles me because from looking at it from the players' side of thing, I know a lot of, like, it's a lot of organizations out there that got a group of young backs who would love to have Dalvin Cook in there to learn from him and those type of things. But organizations, they look at it different. So
yes, yeah. We know organizations do, because speaking of that, 2K, we think about that.
But before you do that, I had a question for you.
Okay.
If you was put your GM hat on, out of the three guys that are remaining, which one of those guys would you try to go for first? Your first guy,
man.
Rank them. Who you go first, then second, then third?
To me, it's rough ranking them. But if I had to rank, honestly, I'm going Dalvin, Zeke, and then Kareem. If I'm a GM, though, that's personal and how I'm ranking them. But if I'm a GM, I'm looking at Kareem Hunt to sign him probably first, only because we know that he hasn't had the reps. They gave him reps in Cleveland, but he wasn't the number one. So he hasn't had as much wear and tear on his body the last couple years, if you get where I'm going as far as that drift is concerned. On top of that, we do know that Kareem Hunt, you know, Kansas City or even with the Browns, that his hands and out the backfield with the catching – I think, like, out of those two, out of the three, he's probably, you know, the better hand guy. Not saying Dalvin or Zeke can't catch. I'm just saying that, you know, if we're going to go with a guy and where these offenses are going this day and age, I'm going probably with Kareem. And that's just me. How would you rank these three?
Well, I think at this point and what's going on now, it don't even matter of, like, how much tread on the tire and how long, because – out of all these three guys, when they sign the deal, it's going to be a one-year deal. Know what I'm saying? It's going to be a one-year deal. And myself, if I was to rank these guys, I would have to go Dalvin. Then I would have to go Zeke. And then I go Kareem Hunt.
But there's no – but speaking of Kareem Hunt, he's getting the most traction. He's had the most visits that we are aware of, right? What bothers me about this is that GM hat or not, is the fact that he went to go visit the Colts. We do know for a fact that JT has stepped away. I don't know what kind of ankle injury that you have. I don't know, because he's had all summer and all, you know, all off season to get healthy, right? So I don't know what he's done to his ankle more recently for him to be like, I have to step away and rehab to get my ankle 100%. For me, I think it's a smart move. I think it's a great move. Especially after your GM comes out and, you know, basically just washes you and says you're a dime a dozen. So, I mean, you're putting the pressure on an organization to either probably get rid of you, trade you or something, to where you can at least, you know, go perform and do something with a team that, you know, at least welcomes you for the next couple of years. Or, I don't know, how do you view that? I mean, just walking away from training camp must mean – I've never seen that before. You know, we've seen T.O. get sent home and lifting weights in the parking lot or in his driveway, but I've never seen a guy say, hey, listen, I need to go rehab on my own away from the team during training camp.
Yeah, man, it ain't no secret. We know what's going on, man. Like, he's probably feeling disrespected by the owner. The owner come out and saying this and knowing, like, when he's healthy, he's probably over 50% of their offense. Like, and then y'all got a rookie quarterback coming in. Y'all know that y'all gonna need me. And you know, I feel like it's playing the back and forth game when it's like, okay, he's saying he's not healthy, he needs rehab, and then all of a sudden y'all call Kareem Hunt to come in.
Right.
It's crazy because we was talking about this earlier. Me and LT was talking about
hold on. When you say LT, who's LT?
Daniel Thomas.
Come on, so, man, try to name drop on me. I respect it, though. But
yeah, no, shout so out LT. We was talking about this earlier. And so if these running backs want to get together and hold this little committee and do this Zoom call and get all these things together, right, I feel like before Kareem Hunt made that decision, he should check in with that group. And it's like, okay, if the Colts are really trying to be petty and do that, he shouldn't sign. He shouldn't sign.
I'm with you. Yeah, if we standing by, you know, we all running back.
By each other, we know what you're trying to do. I ain't signing. Like, leave, if y'all feel like y'all can do this with any back or whatever, y'all don't need JT. All right, let JT rehab, Kareem Hunt. Don't go over there. Go to the Saints or whatever it is. Go somewhere else and just leave them. Leave the Colts out high and dry. Really see if y'all really can do it without him. Because you see when he was hurt last year, the Colts were terrible. Even though their offensive line ain't that good, but the Colts still was just like.
That was somewhat the similar same line from last year, right? When he went crazy, or the year before when he went crazy.
It was I think a couple of those guys was hurt up front.
Okay. Well, just a running back, being a former running back in the league, the NFL, which I call a great league. To me, it's like one of the greatest leagues in the world. I mean, because, you know, like, there's nothing like playing in the National Football League. But I think that it's time that they do something. They have to. As a league, is making the league look bad, just trying to, you know, for a lack of better words, shit on the running back, you know, the running back position. That something has to be, you know, changed. The NFLPA, we're not saying, the thing is, what they're saying is that we want to go in and negotiate a special price for running backs. No, what we're saying is we want to be treated fairly. There's no way, again, we can go back to the numbers, that if we're talking about franchise tags, how did our money decrease as a running back? We're the only player in the NFL where our money has decreased for a franchise tag. So if we're talking about being fair, clearly it's not fair. And you still expect this guy to run the ball 300 times, catch the ball 50 times, and other pass protect another 100 and something times, you know, and keep your quarterback clean. I just don't see where it works at. I mean, they got to get this correct, man, or our league will be looking pretty crazy.
Yeah, they definitely got it's crazy because I really don't think the league really mind like throwing the ball every single down.
But I know what you're saying, but I get completely that. But it's like, how long are y'all gonna do that when these boys coming off the edge? You don't need somebody to help chip them boys off the edge, and you can't keep doing Kelsey can't stay in every time to help chip.
No, you're right about that. I'm just saying, I don't see this getting fixed anytime soon. It's gonna take a lot. Like, the new CBA is like 30 and 30 something, like at least 7 years from now. So if the owners be like, man, we signed the contract, we signed the deal, we sticking to it. What can we do? Nothing. Like, the running backs can't hold out, like they can't, because you mean to tell me if Joe Blow over here, ex receiver, making 22 M's a year, you think I'm gonna hold out because the running back only making 4-5 million? No, he's going to work. He's trying to make his 22. It only gonna work if everybody's getting done wrong and everybody wanna hold it out. But it's just like, okay, what are y'all gonna do? I know Chris McCaffrey ain't sitting out because he over there making 13.
Yeah, he
13 M's, 12 M's, something like that. He's making good money, so he's not tripping.
Especially this year, he ain't tripping. You damn right he ain't.
Yeah,
man, I'm with. It's gonna be rough. Them 13, again, these is life changing numbers for some of these running backs, where you ain't never gonna get that money, you know, nowhere else. So sometimes it's hard for them boys to turn it down. And speaking of somebody that probably never turned down an autograph session in college in his life, talk about Johnny Football, man.
Johnny Football Manziel.
They say Johnny Football never watched film, man. They say his iPad hours was zero. And then he said it. He never watched film. Bro, how do you feel realistically, bro? And Johnny Football was cold, like in college. But he could say the same about me in my my NFL career if you like. The difference is I knew a defense like the back of my hand. Like, I wasn't out there just false playing, so, or hoping and going out there on a wing and a prayer. 2K, I knew. Yeah, film was easy.
I'm guessing, you know, they meaning not necessarily when we at the, like, not.
Yo, I'm talking about at home.
Yeah, when you're at home, yeah.
Yeah, of course. No, see, the difference was we used to get our little CDs. Like, I was out the league by the time they was giving out iPads and shit to go home. But what bothers me is that you have an iPad. All you got to do is look on. Like, bro, that's that's the easiest part. Like, we don't be doing nothing but video gaming, probably smoking some weed at the crib. You know what I'm saying? Ain't doing really doing much or nothing. Ain't no, you can turn on the film for like 30, 45 minutes. That's just so you can dot your I's and cross your T's. Like, one thing I was not going to be was underprepared when I came to a football game, 2K. Right. There was no way I was going to go out there and, you know, in this formation, I know the cornerback is going blitz, but every time I'm lined up out there, that motherfucker blows by me. There's no way in hell I'm going out there like that, bro. I like to know what I got going on. And,
right,
you know, for your quarterback to not watch no film, I don't know. That shit, that'll bother me as a running back, because I don't know if that, I don't know what he would have going on in the game.
Yeah, that's crazy. You see, that's why he got out of the league so fast, man. It makes sense now. That's crazy.
Yeah. Makes sense probably why that boy wasn't in the, what's the other league? They got him out the other league too. He probably watching no film in the, what's that, the XFL?
You know dog wasn't watching no film. He ain't watching the league. Ain't no way he watching.
Listen, shout out Johnny Football though. Johnny Football opening up a bar in Texas A&M. I'm sure that thing gonna be jugging at all times. Hopefully, I want to take a visit down there soon. I ain't gonna lie. I want to go see what Johnny Football land like.
Where is that?
Out in Texas A&M.
Where is that?
I can't think of it right now. Station, College
Dallas,
Station. It's College Station. I think it is close to Dallas, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Well, yeah. But, man, yeah, I got to go see that.
Well,
Twin, man, I know this is short and simple. I want to give a shout-out to my organization, man, the Park Hill Pirates, my youth organization. This weekend they actually are giving me a Living Legend Award for my youth organization, man. And I definitely, I'm more than a truly, I truly appreciate it. You know what I mean? I mean, people often give awards or give you stuff, but to be, you know, considered a living legend from people that I, you know, grew up around or, you know, gave back to my community, that's the most awesome thing that can ever happen, man. So I'm truly appreciated. I truly appreciate them, man. I love y'all forever, man. I'm a Park Hill Pirate for the rest of my life. Believe that.
Hey, what's up, man? Congrats. You know, I'm pulling up to the ceremony.
Yes,
I'm
going
to be there, man. Hey, don't leave me here first. I'm coming. Let's do it, man. You did.
I'm on you, Twin. Just tell me when you land. I'll be there.
Yes, sir.